January 23rd, 2015, a quarter of basketball at Oracle Arena that stands alone in NBA history. With this Warriors flashback, I'm Lawrence Scott, as we feature Klay Thompson scoring 37 points in the third quarter against the Sacramento Kings. And when you look at Klay's line, 9 three-pointers with 13 shots from the field and 13 makes, plus 2 free throws, it's astonishing. For those witnessing this feat at Oracle Arena, it had a dreamlike quality. Every shot that left his hand found its way in. Klay would finish the night with 52 points. At halftime, he had 13 points in what was a tight game. And we pick things up at around 2 minutes into that historic third quarter, with the game tied at 58, to listen as Klay's first basket of the quarter fell at the 9:44 mark. Here are Warriors broadcasters Bob Fitzgerald and Jim Barnett.
Klay Thompson, now with 15.
A little more under control there. I thought he rushed it in the first half a few times, but he made that little pivot, and he was expecting Cousins to close. He wasn't there, so he just went up, took a little jump shot. Klay's getting better one-on-one moves, putting him on the floor.
Quincy Miller banking that out. Harrison Barnes got a smoothly into that jumper, but couldn't hit it.
It was a confident look, wasn't it? That was just, I like that. Kind of a little middle toughness. Said, all right, I'm going to come down and I'm going to make this, because he was aiming those others that he missed.
Yeah, I think Sacramento plays this tempo better. Just pounded into Cousins, let him do work inside, and he's going to the line again.
Well, he's so big, it's hard not to foul him when he gets at point blank range, and he's living at the line tonight.
These are free throws 10 and 11. He will equal the Warriors' free throw attempts as a team.
Thompson helped out, otherwise, as an easy dunk. Bogut tries to recover, but they just get squeezed in there.
Cousins, 11 free throws. The Warriors, 11 free throws.
Remember that opening game of the season? Cousins went 12 of 18 from the line. He got to the line 18 times. 18, 12 of his 20 points came from the free throw line. He's a load, isn't he?
Well, you also say, you know, the ball handling, the skill, the good hands, he can just do a lot.
There's that bogus screen, off the little weave.
Back the ball, knocking it away, still Warrior ball with 8 to shoot. Warriors finding out, just because you're 34-6, doesn't mean a team's going to come in and lay down. When you get up 18, you think, hey, it's going to be a fun Friday night. Sacramento grinding their way into the game. Curry missing the three. So now 9 straight missed threes. Klay, great defense. Read the passing lane, comes up with a steal. Klay Thompson sets his feet, ending the 3-point drought.
Good timing. They needed that.
He did it with defense first. Cousins going to go one-on-one. And that's almost illegal. To be that good on the box and be that smooth on the wing.
Curry
wanted a little contact, didn't get it.
He wanted a whistle, wanted to get to the line. He thought he got bodied. There was contact, but they're on call. Got to play through it. Cousins, he wants it back.
McLemore, a strong take inside.
That's what McLemore should do. Well,
and McLemore the steal. Derrick Williams three, and Steph with the rebound in motion. Klay Thompson triple. Yes, sir.
They can be streaky. And streaky good.
Ty Corbin says, stop going up and down with this team. Half court good for the Kings. Up and down, good for the Warriors. So 7-12 remaining in the third. Play the defense first. Improve ball handling for Klay. And don't forget, he's an elite shooter from distance. And then Klay Thompson, once he heats up, can pile them up in a hurry.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Warriors game against the Kings on January 23rd, 2015. We're in the third quarter. Klay Thompson scored an NBA record 37 points. It's our Warriors flashback.
Warrior lead is two. It's a very sad baseball news today. Ernie Banks has passed away.
Mr. Cub,
one of the real national treasures in our national pastime.
One of the all-time greats, one of my favorites when I was younger.
512 home runs for your shortstop.
And didn't miss many games either.
No. Let's play two, baby. And the Warriors lead it two. Steph Curry creates a little space, but it's been that kind of shooting where Steph is 3 of 11, Harrison 2 of 7, and the Warriors, best shooting team in the NBA, at 43% tonight. McLemore missing, Bogut an easy board.
Kings transition defense is the best I've ever seen. They're really getting back. You can't throw it through somebody. Especially Cousins is big, you got to find a little opening. And
McLemore out of the corner. Tough rebound, Derek Williams. Bogut blocking. Andrew Bogut with a D. 2-on-1. Lob. Oh! Right-handed hammer.
Clay's got that kind of elevation. You kind of hold your breath till they start that lob.
Cousins knocked away. Well, still Sacramento ball, but
Curry did a great job stepping in. One guard there, so small man. They figured no chance.
And this
guy that throws the lob is a little more accurate than most people in the league. And Thompson, I've never seen so many dunks from him as we've seen this year. Sometimes initiated by himself. And sometimes on a break.
That was a play of the night. Special one-handed hammer. Marcus Cousins. All those free throws got him rolling. He's got 26.
And he's got skills. As Tim Hardaway would say.
Nice. Klay Thompson three. Oh, he's feeling it.
Yes,
absolutely feeling it. Klay Thompson 13 in the quarter. 26 in the game. So Cousins won't go inside on Bogut, missing the jumper after he'd made a couple.
Klay is 5 for 5.
That's time for another. Yeah, he wants a heat check, and Cousins ran out on him.
5 for 5, including 3 threes. Oh, that's a deep one.
He shot it for Piedmont. Oh, man. That's a 28-footer.
He's feeling it. 6 for 6, including 4 threes. In this quarter, he said, "All right, I'm not going to give the ball up. I may not get it back. I think I'll just launch it."
Oh! Jim, I don't know if Klay's an all-star. We have to think about that. Miller slicing through the lane, and he was fouled. And Klay Thompson with a foul. That'll be his third. So Quincy Miller, only game two of his 10-day contract, and already 7 off the bench. But again, the foul line. 21 free throws to the Warriors, 11. And Sacramento has only missed one all night. Warriors.com, only place to get verified official Warrior tickets, including great season ticket holder seats. A visiting team will turn some in. Go to Warriors.com. Celtics Sunday, Bulls Tuesday. The only place to get official, verified Warrior tickets.
We talked about Klay Thompson, all-star. They'll have the rest of the selection next Thursday, and he's making a pretty good statement in this game that he belongs.
And Klay being held now. And they put McCallum in to try to slow him down.
Charge number 3, Ray McCallum, first personal, 13 foul.
Ray McCallum, Tyrone Corbin says, "See 11, go out and somehow stay with that guy."
McCallum got more minutes last year as a rookie. Good player.
Yeah, he's trying to deny Clay the ball. Barely in his hands and right in the bucket. 7 of 10 on threes. 32 in the game. 19 in the quarter.
He's unconscious on that shot.
Quincy Miller missing. Don't get to the board. And Cousins fouled Bogut. And that's not where Tyrone Corbin wants Cousins playing defense. That's his fourth foul, Jim, and it's 35 feet from the basket.
Well, that was a little, I don't want to say ego necessarily, but a little competition. He's going against Bogut there. He tried to pick him. It cost him.
That pass deflected.
Curry's got five turnovers. It's not like him tonight.
Collison pump fake. And Draymond, good rebound. Warriors trying to force feed the hot hand. No one's hotter than Clay. And he gets it to Draymond Green. Klay Thompson's doing everything. He'll do all the scoring. Then you want to focus the defense. Oh, he can pass the ball too.
Well, he's responsible solely for giving him this 11-point lead right now.
32 in the game. 7 made threes and dropping dimes too with 4 assists. And the Warriors up double digits.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Warriors game against the Kings on January 23rd, 2015, where in the third quarter, Klay Thompson scored an NBA record 37 points. It's our Warriors flashback.
Well, Klay Thompson has been simply spectacular. And in this third quarter, it's been something to behold. Warriors kind of left for dead. Kings have taken a lead. And Clay, we've seen him hot, Jim, but maybe never like this, except for San Antonio playoffs.
He simply has taken over the game. It's almost as if he said, give me the ball. I'm tired of this. I'll take care of everything. And he's done it. 7 for 7, including 5 of 5 from three-point range. He's picked up an assist. He picked up a steal.
So do the network quote. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I remember.
7 for 7. And Draymond left his feet.
Draymond, he knows he shouldn't do it. He just can't help himself. But when you're defending a guard, they're so quick, and they can dupe you into that. It's very difficult to hold back. But so, when he terminates a dribble, he gives a pump fake. You're big enough. If you can just resist, you stay down. You're going to bother him anyway just because of your length.
So Collison to shoot a pair. We check in with Roz.
That last timeout was very unique. Before Kerr got to the team, Draymond Green called everyone together. Stragglers, he waited until they came to him. He called everyone and he said, listen, it's real easy to fall in love with what Clay's doing out there. Real easy. But it's the defense. Come on, fellas, let's close them out.
And that's why Steve Kerr gives him the liberty. That's part of his coaching. I won't do the talking. My staff won't do the talking. Draymond Green is going to speak for us. Empowering.
Some way, somehow, they have to get the Kings off the line. And Clay, 8 for 8. Another three.
When you're hot, you get the shooter's roll. And that is a soft touch. Front of the rim, backboard, and comes in. A 22-point quarter. Remarkable.
Callum with Steph hanging on him. Draymond the rebound. String together stops. Keep adding to the lead. Keep finding Klay Thompson to the rim again.
A 24-point quarter.
I'm not sure if he's an all-star, Jim. I'm going to really have to think about it. Another steal.
Curry's going to find him.
Klay three. Yes, sir! Oh, has his career high in threes. 1 point off his career best.
But a 27-point quarter. To me, that's more remarkable.
Collison missing. Get it to Klay Thompson again. Crowd standing. Klay driving again. Good! Oh, you're kidding me! A new career high. 29 in the third. 42 in the game.
He's outscored the Kings 29-19 in this quarter.
Collison can't finish. McCallum the rebound. David Lee.
The Kings have 19. Klay has 29.
Get it to him again. He's got it. His three. Have you ever seen anything like it? The Warrior players are beside themselves. Are you kidding me? These are some of the greatest players in the world. They can't believe what they have been witnessing. 45 in the game. 32 in the quarter. Has not missed a shot in the third. In the third quarter for 32 points.
There's only one person that can stop Klay, and that's himself. The Kings, double team, triple team, he eludes them, and he is just scoring. And I mean, this is a moment of history here because all the players, they weren't going to shoot the ball. Curry was not going to take the shot no matter what. They keep setting up Klay, they're just giving him the ball. He's doing it himself.
David Lee and Steph Curry sat at the table. Logan came out, and they all have a look like, is this really happening?
How about that franchise record for a quarter? I remember Sleepy Floyd getting 29 in the fourth quarter in the playoff game against the Lakers. He just got 32.
Wilt had 31 in a quarter. That was the Warrior franchise record. More history tonight at Oracle. And there's still a minute one left in the third.
Oh, my. Everybody on their feet. Expectation. And their expectations are being fulfilled.
McCallum with Derrick Williams putting it up and out. And that'll be free throws. You know, the other issue with the fourth quarter still remaining, Jim, Klay could have a 50-point night.
I'm not even thinking. I'm just saying he's got 32 and the Kings have 19 in the quarter. I mean, this is something that it just rarely happens. And it's never happened before.
Yeah, I would say rarely happened.
Yeah, but this kind of run.
This is a franchise with Wilt Chamberlain, Rick Barry, Nate Thurman, Chris Mullin, Tim Hardaway, Baron Davis, Steph Curry. No man has ever gone for 32 and a quarter.
Let me tell you this. He does not want the quarter in. He'd rather just keep playing right into the fourth quarter. They pop him again.
Klay again, his three. Oh! 48-35 in the quarter. Thompson's got it. Thompson, lob, and it's over Holiday.
Holiday's got to catch that with two hands.
Wasn't this game tied about 5 minutes ago?
They said, well, I threw a little bit high, but that ball was catchable. Man.
If you're just tuning in, you've missed one of the most incredible 11 minutes in NBA history. Derrick Williams, wing jumper, good. So the shot clock is off.
Livingston says, come back, hit the ball.
Klay's got it. Weaving through the Kings, and he's fouled. And that will be free throws.
That won't count. He can't miss. I've never seen a shooting display like this. Never.
He'll get two free throws for 50. And 37 possibly in the quarter. If you're wondering what the NBA record is for most points in a quarter, you just watched it. George Gervin had 33 and a quarter. And Klay Thompson has 50 and 37 in a quarter. Klay Thompson, I'm going to repeat that, 37 and a quarter. The Warrior lead is 24. We were tied at 60 with 9:03 left in the third. And then magic happened.
He's getting a standing ovation.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Warriors Flashback, celebrating Klay Thompson's historic 37-point quarter on January 23rd, 2015.